Welcome to the podcast that is all about self-employment. We'll be sharing expertise on getting started, getting noticed, and getting it right, as well as dealing with getting it wrong. Your host, Julia Kermode, will help you get ahead so you get the success you deserve.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today. This is the first ever edition of the brand new podcast all about self-employment, and I'm your host, Julia Kermode. So today, as I say, is the first ever episode, so it's a trailer episode, and I'm just going to use it to describe a little bit about who the podcast is for, the sorts of things we'll be covering, and the kind of format of it, and that sort of thing. So hopefully give you an idea as to what's in store for you, and hopefully you'll be wanting to listen on a regular basis. So first of all, who is it for? The podcast is obviously for all self-employed people, and I don't know if you know, but there are well over 4.5 million self-employed people in the UK, which is 14% of the UK's workforce. So it's a big number. And in particular, there are people who at the moment I know are thinking of going into self-employment. Some of you have unfortunately lost your permanent jobs due to redundancy, and so you're considering setting up on your own for the first time, which is exciting. And really, I want this podcast to really support those of you that are in that position and are thinking about going self-employed for the first time. And the reason for that is that there are some complexities around self-employment and setting up your own business that I want to be able to help you with, really, to be honest. And, you know, we will be covering lots and lots of different subjects, things around setting up, how to structure things, your financial and your business planning, things around what happens when it goes wrong. And, you know, that might seem a bit of a negative topic, but actually, if we can learn from other people's experience, and if by sharing that experience and, you know, having that discussion, it helps you avoid you being in that situation, then I think it's very definitely worthwhile and very, very relevant for this podcast. We'll also be talking about, you know, more general business things, getting yourself noticed, achieving your potential. We will be covering some complicated tax changes that are coming in next year. These are off-payroll changes, and it affects all self-employed people working through their own limited company. So that is a really, really important topic. So make sure you look out for that. So that's one of our early episodes. So basically, the format of these podcasts will be interviews. So I have, I've got a great lineup of guests, really exciting guests. And they want to share their knowledge and their expertise with you so that they can enable you to be successful. So they care about the same thing that I do, which is supporting the self-employed workforce. And I think for me, one of the things that's so important about the self-employed workforce is that it's critical to the UK's economy. And the reason I say that is the vast amount of UK businesses are actually made up of small micro businesses. So people like you, you know, you're talking about the full spectrum of self-employed people, from kind of tradespeople to people doing maybe technical things, to contractors, to freelancers who might be working for a number of different clients regularly, or, you know, whatever it is. But there are any number of different businesses in all sectors where there are self-employed people. And I find that, unfortunately, self-employed people are sometimes forgotten by the government when they're making policies and that sort of thing. So it is important that there are resources for you to get yourself equipped to be as successful as you can in your business. And that's really what this podcast is all about. And I just touched on there about the government and how sometimes self-employed people seem to be forgotten. And, you know, I know this. I've got first-hand experience of this. So my last role, I was very successfully running a professional membership organisation that focuses on the legal and the tax-related implications for all self-employed people. So it's probably a little bit behind the scenes type of organisation. organisation, but doing really important work and really successful. And a large amount of my 7 years there leading that business involved me talking to the government a lot about different self-employed related issues. We've tried to stop or influence different policies that have been coming in. So actually, I've been working in this sphere for quite some time, and I have a lot of knowledge and expertise. And, you know, when coronavirus kind of first hit everybody in sort of March time, I, like quite a few people, started to reflect a bit about where I'm at and the things I'm doing and, you know, what did I want to do next, really, you know, because, as I say, that organisation really successful, in a really, really good position. And I just started to think about all of you and, you know, what was important about my role was helping people like you, but I felt that it was a bit indirect. So I wanted to set up and found my own organisation to do it much more directly. And this podcast is just one element of that. But yeah, because of my previous experience, I've seen firsthand how important this sector is to the UK economy. We know that that self-employed people and micro businesses and, you know, whatever you want to call yourselves, entrepreneurs and you know, the whole spectrum of working for yourself, we know that this way of working was one of the ways that that enabled us to recover from the financial crash so quickly. And I also know that this way of working will continue to be absolutely critical to the UK's economy, because when you think about it logically, a lot of businesses are going to have a focus on their own profitability right now. So I'm talking kind of bigger businesses than you, our listeners. And as a result of focusing on their profitability, they will be looking to make savings, and they will be looking to potentially outsource whole departments possibly, or certainly some sections of work. And so that's where people like you come in. You know, there will be some of you who perhaps used to work in social media, for example, in-house. Well, maybe you might want to see about setting up and going freelance. And there will be companies that have, you know, no longer have their in-house social media resource, and they might be interested in, you know, using an outsourced type of approach. So, and I just use social media as just one example, but, you know, any number of examples. So there's all sorts of that sort of approach going on at the moment. And, you know, it's that kind of entrepreneurship around setting up in business on your own, you know, for your own purposes that is, you know, if you spot an opportunity, go for it. They, you know, this podcast will support you and help you in things that you might want to consider, but absolutely go for it, because, you know, you might find you've got nothing else to lose, and you might be hugely successful. And, you know, why wouldn't you be? There's no reason why you wouldn't be. And working for yourself is absolutely brilliant, because you can pick and choose how you work, when you work, what work you do, etc. You know, some of that being choosy about your clients might come a bit further down the line once you're a bit more established, maybe. But yeah, I mean, it's a fantastic way to work, because you're your own boss and you can literally have the freedom to work as you want. You don't need to get involved in any office politics or any of that kind of management stuff, unless you take on your own staff, and then you might manage them yourself, obviously. But yeah, I just, that the whole freedom of working for yourself, I think, is something that is to be cherished, really, in a way. Obviously, it doesn't work for everyone, and the downsides to being self-employed is that you don't have any employment rights or benefits that you might have previously been used to. So that means no minimum wage, no holiday, no sick leave, etc. So you do need to obviously consider all of those things and consider whether you can plan for them and take out any insurances against particular situations. So that is the downside of it. And I guess also, because you don't necessarily have any of those pre-existing rights that a lot of people are used to, it could make you vulnerable to exploitation. And I do know some firms have they have forced some people to work for them self-employed, whereas really they should be members of staff and proper employees. And it's some firms are doing that consciously because they need to make savings on employers' national insurance. And we'll be covering this sort of thing and hopefully equipping you to be able to be empowered and not necessarily accept those roles. Now, that's a difficult thing because I do know that in some situations the firm doing that is doing it deliberately and taking a tough line and saying, well, you either work in this way or you don't work for us at all. Now, that's not acceptable, and I would really like to be able to expose that sort of poor practice. And so hopefully through this podcast and through the website we can work on that and you know, help and really just help protect the self-employed workforce from being in that situation. So in a nutshell, that's what this podcast is all about. It will be out every week. As I say, I'm really excited. I've got a brilliant lineup of guests. I'm so excited to be finally doing this. It feels like it's been quite a long time coming. So yeah, I hope you find it really helpful. I hope you listen on a regular basis, and I will look forward to seeing you next time. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to All About Self-Employment, hosted by Julia Kermode. For more information on today's discussion, please visit iwork.co.uk, where you can also join our growing community. We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you did, then we would love you to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. We'll be back at the same time next week.